The Jerry Doyle Show.
President Obama says that climate change affects far more Americans than terrorism does. He said more people are directly affected by climate change than by terrorism. Well, in watching the president the other night in his PSA during the Grammy Awards, where he said it's on us with regard to domestic violence, I would say domestic violence trumps climate change and terrorism, because that's something that directly affects us. The numbers are real, and unfortunately so are the consequences. And I think the president missed a real opportunity to make a much stronger statement about it during the Grammys. A great piece on this, courtesy of our guest Anita Findlay, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, in her latest at EpicTimes.com, The Grammys' Conflicting Message on Domestic Violence. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Jerry, thank you so much for having me back. How are you?
Always a pleasure. You know, as you point out in your piece about who was in the audience while the president was pseudo-lecturing on domestic violence and talking about it's on us, is it too much for me to expect the president say, hey, Chris Brown, I know you're in the audience. I know you're there. Knock it off. I mean, would that have cut through the bizarreness of watching the president deliver his PSA to an audience that unfortunately includes too many domestic abusers?
Well, I would have been shocked. I mean, I think we all would have, you know, dropped our lunch if he had done something like that. You know, just once, maybe in the last few days of his presidency, and he feels like, well, I really have nothing to lose, he would go ahead and do it. Because I think that if short of something like that, I can't imagine anybody of any party who would, by the way, but if short of something like that, I don't know what's going to get through. Because, you know, as Katie McDonough of Salon pointed out, as I also noted, when you're watching this broadcast, it was really amazing to hear the PSA and then Brooke Axtell, who is, you know, a survivor herself of sexual abuse and rape and human trafficking. And she stood up there and just so beautifully and eloquently described her experience as a survivor and how you can get help, or how, you know, you can get stuck in a situation like that and ways to get yourself out of it. And then Katy Perry is singing By the Grace of God. It was all lovely, but then it looked like it had nothing to do with the rest of the program, because, you know, it's now you're continuing with our regularly scheduled program of coddling abusers and giving awards to people who spew misogyny. So, yeah, I would have appreciated a stronger message, but at the same time, I'm glad we got a message at all, because it's important that people finally get it's not about them over there. You know, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and you don't know if somebody you work with is guilty of that kind of abuse. If you see something, you can say something. I mean, there are really ways to empower this discussion by bringing it down to the basis level of saying, this involves all of us. So I wish that the Grammys had taken an opportunity to, you know, incorporate this more into the program. But as you pointed out correctly, as long as you have people like Chris Brown around who keeps getting arrested repeatedly for assault, and he's not the only one, you have Charlie Sheen, you know, Roman Polanski, the names are endless that go on like this where we wink, wink and turn a blind eye. Well, what's really going to change? That's the problem I have with it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the speech by Brooke Axtell was solid. I thought the performance by Katy Perry really, you know, buffeted that to a good degree. It seemed the PSA from President Obama was gratuitous. It's almost like, you know, I have to do this, or, you know, I hope that this is a strong enough message. But I just felt it was just like one of those things that was completely out of place. And I mean, if you talk about somebody with a bully pulpit and somebody who has an ability to make a statement, and if it is on us, this is the guy, you know, who could really do something. Let's call Obama the Roger Goodell of politics. You know, as Goodell dropped the ball on the domestic violence with the NFL, you know, he's done some mea culpas. And I want to ask you about that, Anita. Do you think the NFL has started to right the ship, so to speak, with regard to the issues of domestic violence and athletes in particular?
I'm worried that really nothing is getting done to any great degree. I'm glad that we've raised awareness to some, you know, in some fashion, but it's all about the almighty dollar, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I really worry that it's just, okay, we're going to put on a good face until the news of this dies down. Let's keep our fingers crossed that nobody else comes out and knocks some other woman across the room, and then we can go back to the game. And I even had somebody say that to me, well, does that mean that we can't watch the game? And I just, you know, my jaw dropped. I thought, really, guys, is that really what this is about? You want to watch the game? Can we not kill or maim or abuse women in the process? I don't mind if you watch your game, but there's no way that some man has the right to do that. So I'm not sure. You know, I really, my wishful thinking is, of course, I hope that now the NFL will perk up and change. But there was just a report of some other piece of abuse where a woman didn't want to testify. And,
yeah, she didn't show up.
You know, yes, exactly. And I think that there's a reason for that. You know, you're very much afraid of retribution. There are people who make heroes out of athletes, out of upstarts, out of movie stars, and they don't want anything threatening that franchise. The fans, or
right.
Some of the fans at least, don't want to threaten the franchise. And the powers that be that make millions of dollars off these guys don't want to threaten that franchise either. So for you to be the whistleblower, I mean, you see what's happened with Bill Cosby. No less than 35 different women have come out to accuse him of sexual assault and or sexual misconduct of other forms. And what has happened? He's still, you know, he's still going, he's much beleaguered now, but this has been going on for 40 years. And this is the first we're hearing about it. And how many women does it take until they're believed? Or as I had written in an earlier piece, how many women does it take to equal the weight of one man? I think that to your point about President Obama, I think that the Grammys, it's great that he did the PSA, but that's not necessarily the place for it. I think it would be great if he would really make a speech about this and just, or do something to enforce it and put a law in the books with teeth. You know,
right.
One of the things he can do is make sure that rape kits around the country get tested and put funding in place to make sure if a woman is raped, we complain, well, why didn't she go to the cops? I got news for you. Even if she gets a rape kit, goes to the cops and goes through every single channel, many times they sit untested and unprocessed in crime labs for 5 to 10 years, after which point the statute of limitations is up. The guy goes scot-free. Anyway, so he needs to make a speech about that. You know, there's so much to be delved into here, as you mentioned, that, you know, a 2-minute PSA is, it's a start, but let's continue. You know?
As I was watching him in his PSA, you know, like when they do the State of the Union address, he'll get to a certain part of the text and the cameras know, because they get an advance on it. The cameras know what he's they know what he's going to be talking about, and they'll cut to somebody in the gallery, or they'll cut to somebody on the House floor, or they'll cut to a member of the Supreme Court. I mean, I thought maybe the same kind of thing could have been done with his PSA. As the president's talking, why don't you cut to a Chris Brown? Why don't you cut to an R. Kelly? Why don't you cut to a whoever in the audience that the president is actually talking about and to, and in a certain way through, but it just seemed very sanitized.
Yeah, it would have been. Wouldn't that have been amazing? I mean, wish that, you know, the camera, you know, that the producer had the guts to say, we're going to cut away to somebody who's been convicted. It's not just an allegation. This is somebody who we know did it. I mean,
right.
You know, and to say you're rewarding this person. I don't think, you know, they didn't have the courage to do that, but I wish they would, because until you put a face to it at the same time, you know, we have to get to the place where there's nowhere to turn, there's nowhere to pretend it isn't happening anymore. Until we get to that place, I'm not sure that anything is going to change. And I certainly don't wish to beat up President Obama here, because I appreciate that he made a statement. But like I said, I think it's a first step. Unfortunately,
right.
As long as you see, you know, I'd also covered in my piece that there were, you know, politicians, aides, and people who are heads of certain parties, and both parties, by the way, Democrat and Republican, who were one is accused and the other one was convicted of sexual assault. He drugged two women with Ambien and raped them. You know what? He got probation.
Mm.
10 years of probation. I mean, you're kidding, right? So what, you know, cumulatively, this is not just about the music business or actors or producers or politicians. This is all, you know, cumulatively being fed into the cultural melting pot. So right. we have to really think about the messaging. It's one thing to say, this is how we feel. And I'm sure people honestly feel that way. It's another thing to say, well, what can I do? Instead of us complaining about it, what can I do? If I see somebody using derogatory language toward a woman in front of me or being abusive, I'm going to say, hey, pal, that's not okay. Don't right. you do that. You do that, I reject you. You're no longer in the club. So that we start to get the message out there that there are consequences to this behavior and there isn't going to be a wall of silence or, you know, a buddy-buddy, wink-wink, oh, look the other way routine any longer. You know, when right. people start to partner in that way, that's when I think we're really going to make big progress in this issue.
When you talk about the issue of rape, and I know myself, Anita, that when I come across these stories about politicians or athletes or actors that are involved in that hideous act, there's a certain repulsion that I have as a person that almost causes me to not even want to have the conversation because
Bingo.
it's just you. Such it's so gut-wrenching and you just go I feel for these people. I don't understand it. It needs to stop, but it's one of those things where it's almost not discussed because it's so disgusting.
You know, Sanjay, I am so grateful to you for saying that because that's exactly true. You know, now I'm actually able to use the word in a sentence when I write. You know, I'm in right. my 50s. I want to tell you that it took me until now to be able to do it. I have avoided the word like the plague because obviously it's something that I fear and it's something that I fear not only for myself but on behalf of anyone. And I think that, you know, I think it's important to realize that, you know, we sort of have to force ourselves to look at it. And I get it. I think that's really part of the problem. You know, if you want to just bring it down to clickability on an article, what's going to get people clicking and looking and reading? If you talk about, you know, young girls trying to go to school in Afghanistan and having acid thrown in their face, you know, stuff like this, people don't want to read about it. It's not that they don't care, but there's just this sense of, oh, I don't want to look. I don't, because you don't want to allow the poison into your own system. And no. I so appreciate that and I agree. But at the same time, you know, if we're the good guys, if you're a good guy, if I'm a good guy and your listeners are the good guys, you know, if we don't join in and hold hands and say, well, we're going to be tough enough, if we can't at least look at it, how are we supposed to expect other people to endure it? You know, it's like, well, yeah. we can look at it and help stop it by making some noise. So I'm Anita, glad you said it that way.
Yeah, Anita, it's a difficult subject. Anita Finley on the program with us. She's an actress, a blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. We're talking about her latest there, The Grammys Conflicting Message on Domestic Violence. She's the author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 4 months in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. When you talk about, you know, the actors and the athletes and the artists and the moneyed interest, it really is about protecting the franchise. You know, when you talk about Bill Cosby, and again, I'll say innocent until proven guilty, but, you know, you've got enough that have coming forward that they would be something that you would have to start to question. I also question why there's a statute of limitations on rape. That, to me, doesn't seem to make any sense. You know, six Yep. years, 364 days, one day more, sorry, too late. I don't get that. But it seems as if in the protection business of protecting a franchise, whether it be an actor in a series or whether it be a director in Hollywood or whether it be somebody in the music industry, it seems as if as long as they're making enough money, people will, I don't want to say excuse the behavior, but it's almost like they want to protect the franchise and ride that horse as long as they can and milk it for everything they possibly can. And then when it's no longer delivering, bottom line, that's when they'll throw them to the court of public opinion.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's happening more with Bill Cosby now. I mean, 30 years ago, if you made women wouldn't dare to make such an accusation public. A woman wrote to me after she saw my article and she said, he could end your career. You made such mm-hmm. Career over, period. I mean, right. that's, you know, you can determine for yourself. I can only speculate. I don't know how true that is. But, you know, I can't say that I would doubt it if somebody powerful, you know, who really is so marketable and sort of the light of a certain network's eye, as he worked with NBC, that is possible. But, you know, this sort of thing happens across the board, and I think what is good now, and I also quote in my piece from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his brilliant article in Time magazine about how colleges need to stop protecting sexual predators. I link to it in my piece on Epic Times. I suggest everyone read it because it really is marvelous. And he has such deep insights into the way that we make heroes out of those, you know, these people who hold these franchises. And we elevate them into thinking that they can do no wrong. And for college athletes, there is a disproportionate amount of college athletes who commit these acts of abuse. So that's something else that needs to be looked at. But until you put the numbers to it and you get good people who feel awkward talking about it, you know, once we start talking about it, you take the poison out of it. And this, I want to get back to something that Brooke Axel said. You know, there's a lot of shame when you are the victim of domestic abuse and you're embarrassed and you feel ashamed of speaking out, or sometimes you're not believed. If good people like you and me and your listeners are willing to listen, are willing to read and willing to look, then people like her who've been through something like that won't be so afraid to speak out, because they know that they'll have a friendly ear on the other end and someone who's willing to listen and say, I embrace you, I'm here to support you, please let me help you get help. So
good
you know
stuff.
What? The answer is to speak about it and have community.
Absolutely. In the words of Wanda Sykes, when people were saying, that's so gay, she says, knock it off. I think President Obama missed an opportunity to say the same thing to Chris Brown. Knock it off.
Yep.
But again, a great piece. Thanks for sharing it with us. EpicTimes.com. You can read the latest from Anita Finley, the Grammys' conflicting message on domestic violence. Keep doing what you're doing, Anita. Keep spreading the word.
I will, Jerry. You're the best. Thank you so much for having me on. Have a wonderful
day. Always appreciate your time. You too. Thank you. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.